So I'm torn between a couple of different options for the cold open, either Hope Hicks, the Oscars, or Nose Whistlers. What do you think I should use?
Wait, Nose Whistlers? What's this?
The obnoxious sound of when you're doing a recording that you pick up only after you've done the recording and you hear that there's nose whistling.
Okay, there's a guy on MLB radio or whatever. I felt like this guy maybe had like a breathing disorder or something, or maybe he just had like one of those face masks like on his face
The
as he was
CPAC
doing
thing,
his show, a CPAC thing while he's
whatever
doing
they
the show. Why do you have a show if you can't breathe? Here's the thing. If you're going to be on the radio, which we assume means you're not an attractive person, okay, fine. But you should know how to breathe. I feel like that's the minimum requirement.
I always make sure that I blow my nose before we start the show.
That's a good rule for pretty much everything, by the way. If you just said, I make sure I blow my nose before I start, dot, dot, dot.
Anything.
Literally everything that happens on planet Earth
Requires a
is
nose blow.
benefited by a nose blow.
Yeah. This week's episode brought to you by Nose Blow.
Well, whoa, 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 John, come on.
Well, yeah,
You know
not
who this
that kind
week's
of.
episode is brought to you as by?
Oh, I do.
Delicious Snapple.
3 weeks and running, Snapple.
I'm telling you something last night, John, or I'm telling it right now, but it happened last night, so I'm going to use my word speak in a different way. I had a delicious Snapple by itself at around 6 o'clock, just as its own refreshing aperitif
Not
to the
with a meal
meal.
or oh.
No, no, no. No meal, just sort of like a pre-meal kind of thing, kind of like a tailgating thing to the meal, but without really at the meal.
It was
It
not
was
accompanied. It was a solo effort.
exactly. It was just by itself. And I'm going to tell you right now, I was refreshed, it was delightful, and I'd do it again.
You even sent me a photo of a delicious Snapple that you were enjoying over the weekend.
John, the best part about having Snapple as our official non-sponsor is I love Snapple so much.
And we're not even getting paid to say that yet.
We're not getting paid, John.
But we're feeling good. We represent well.
We're getting unpaid for it. I don't consider it not getting paid. I consider it unpaid.
We'll probably get a cease and desist order before we get paid.
Or a restraining order.
That's good. So this is episode 57 of Foul Territory. That it would be the
Wesley Snipes.
the Wesley Snipes episode. Oh,
The
episode, yeah,
Passenger
Passenger
57, always
57.
bet on black.
That's right. But I was going to go with Johan Santana as
Oh,
the
well, he's a baseball player. Well, wait a minute. Wesley Snipes is a baseball
he
player.
is too.
Major League.
Right. That's right.
A performance where his star rose so fast that he wasn't even in the sequel.
Meteoric Rise.
They had to get another African American.
Right.
Sorry. Hollywood is garbage.
So I'm John Sumple. He's Jed
Oh,
Rigney.
I'm Jed Rigney.
And we're going to talk about some baseball
and stuff.
and more stuff than probably, well, there's more baseball. We're finally in the mode of baseball
Oh,
conversations
yeah.
dominating the headlines and not
Well, I
searching
would say
for.
Hope Hicks is dominating the headlines.
She is.
The, when the this is a this is a great state of, by the way, political affairs in this country. And look, everyone knows, or maybe no one knows because no one cares. I don't pick sides. I pick the sides of who's being the least crazy, and even then I feel dirty doing it. Here's the thing. This is the White House communications blah blah blah. Who cares? I never knew who this was for Bush or Trump or Clinton, and I assume there were presidents before Clinton. That's fine. But who cares about this? But because everything is a freaking circus, everything is a TV show. I'm telling you, season two of Donald Trump presidency is much better than season one.
I think that this may be a big, we've been duped all along. This is a television ratings grab. Trump's masterminding the whole thing.
But for everybody,
Right.
right? Like for everybody, like Stephen Colbert, staunch defender of the political correctness of we will fight Trump in the streets and we will fight him on the airwaves. had Omarosa on his show last night. Are you kidding me with this? Omarosa.
Why?
Because it's like it's ratings and we're going to get the dirt now. Oh, good. Get her on. Wait, I'm sorry. You're bringing on a reality show star. You're pandering to the same things that created Trump.
Right.
That's hypocrisy. I like Stephen Colbert. I'm thinking of Eric Colbert, right? The green beans. Isn't that what it's called? Eric Colbert?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whatever. I think it's called green beans are called like Eric Colbert. Oh. You know what? Can we cut this part out? Anyway, so I'm a big fan of his, but I feel like, man, they're all just pandering.
Yeah.
It's just pandering. And it's like, but then it's like, oh, why do we have Trump? Like, I don't know. Maybe because you put Omarosa on your show and you talked to her and pretended like she was a real person with actual insights that mattered when she's just a reality freaking TV show person. Let's talk about some baseball, John, before my head explodes. It's too early for my head to explode.
It is early it's never too early when it comes to the headlines on the all the different, gosh, I can't talk this morning, news channels.
Look,
the news
we're
network.
Both having word speak problems
yeah,
today.
We are. We may want to start this whole thing over.
You know what? Why don't we just end it right here?
See you next week.
That okay, would be the baller move. But there's no way we can do that, John. We have to talk.
Yeah, we do. Have you watched
I got jokes lined up for so many of these headlines too.
Awesome,
like,
too.
I'm ready to roll.
Have you watched any spring training games yet?
I have watched many spring training games, John.
You have. You like watching all those 70 plus numbers playing?
I don't even know who's playing, man. I don't even know the teams. I don't even recognize these jerseys. Hey, the blue shirts are playing the pale green shirts? Is that a pale green I see? I don't even know. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's good. I there's something about that whole idea that the sunshine and the green grass and when it's still winter everywhere else kind of gives you that feeling that we're almost there. Kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I do
yeah,
like
it's
that.
It's really nice. Really, although, I like it. It's very centering for me. Like I can have all this stuff going on, but I got it on my TV, low volume. Oh, look, that guy just hit a home run. Oh, look, that guy just struck out. I love it. I love baseball.
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting about the spring training games is the struggle of these players wearing jerseys in the 70s, 80s, and 90s is that you know they're putting their best effort in and they have very little chance of making the 40-man roster, but they've been invited anyway. And you see them, you know, they're bearing down. They're trying their best. They're getting frustrated, whereas the 25-man roster guys are just kind of like, you know, sharpening their skills, getting ready.
Yeah.
There really isn't a determination to be all out for another three weeks. Yeah. But it's fun. I always
Except
enjoy
it. Unless you're like Jake Arrieta. This is a really good pitcher. Why isn't he on a team, John?
He's kicked back. He's having a good time.
Is he?
Yeah. But he's going to be signing with the Phillies probably this week. So we'll see.
You think the Phillies?
I think Phillies.
I heard the Nats were in him, right? So it's. Who's it that you've heard that's in on him? I've heard the Brewers,
yes.
The Nats, the Rangers, and then the Phillies have been kicking the tires on Larry Lynn. No, not Larry Lynn. Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn. Larry Lynn.
Who is Larry Lynn? I feel like that's a thing. There's got to be a Larry Lynn out there. Maybe I'm just thinking of Larry Flint.
I'm thinking about Hustler Magazine's Larry Flint.
Boy.
Strip for me, baby.
my favorite line from that movie. Anyway. All right. People versus Larry Flint. Anyway, that was my impression of Woody Harrelson's impression of Larry Flint.
So let's get into some headlines.
Let's do it.
So the MLBPA filed the grievance against the bottom dwellers, money-wise.
Yes.
Although I find it interesting, Marlins are one of the four teams, and they have their third largest payroll in their history.
Yeah, so it's Marlins, Rays, Pirates, Athletics.
Yes.
Right? Basically, the owner of the Pirates did this one of these to this report. Like, yeah, we're spending the money that we can spend, jerk-offs. Which, are they? I don't know. The big question is the Athletics. I feel like in order of, like, worst to first, I think you're looking at the Rays, I think, are just being smart. They lowered their payroll, but they're making their team better. They're receiving assets. They're And, you know, they still could sign another player. They still don't really have a designated hitter. And there's designated hitters out there, so maybe they're playing this smart. I don't know. The Marlins are trying to get out of debt. Now, here's the problem. You can't use revenue sharing money to pay off your debt. But if you use revenue sharing to pay your salaries and then your other money to pay off your debt.
Makes sense. It's smart.
It's a little bit of a...
But they have to fix that situation. Loria left it in complete chaos.
And to my surprise, John, it already is looking bad for Loria in court.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you saw this. Yeah. No, apparently, the first thing which many people thought would just, you know, I don't know all the legalese or whatever, but sort of the first stage of it was a decisive win for the county.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not like Loria's, you know, doesn't have any money from that sale. There's plenty. Right. I mean, it's just creative bookkeeping that he's trying to protect some of that money, I'm assuming.
I mean, maybe it's just a matter of principle, but I just feel like it's such a it's a lost cause. Like, it's not a huge percentage that the county gets from him if they can prove he made a profit. Like, let's say they can prove he made $100 million profit. I think they only get like $4 million.
And they're going to spend that much money in legal fees. Yeah, like it's
exactly
nothing.
That's my concern. I keep saying we keep saying these numbers like, well, it's only $22 million a year, John. Can you even imagine if you were doing work where you were just like, oh God, I don't know, it's only $22 million a year.
Yeah, everybody else in my profession is making 40 and I'm only making 22.
Right?
BS.
Like
tough
crazy.
Life.
Anyway, it's like it's almost like this weird abstract of money that is like not real money. But it actually is real money. It's not cryptocurrency, man. It's not your Bitcoin. It's not your Litecoin. It's not your John coin, your Jed coin, which, by the way, please feel free to send to Jed Rigney at jedcoin.com. Send all your money. I guarantee return on your investment. 15% guaranteed.
Jed coin. Foul Territory, brought to you by Snapple and Jed coin.
Delicious Snapple. And return on investment guaranteed with your Jed coin. What if there was a Snapple coin that was really just Snapple lids?
Ooh.
Hey, how many Snapple coins you got? Oh, I got about 30. This one's got cool facts about a Malamute.
Don't be surprised if someday there is a Snapple coin.
You know what? I will be
surprised.
There's
a Trump coin, believe it or not.
Is there?
Yeah. It actually was going crazy like a month ago. It was the most, the highest... it went up in value like 1,000% in 24 hours. So everybody, it's a pump and dump thing where everybody just jumps in, pumps the price up, then sells it, and they're done. So
honestly,
Trump coin.
John, this really sounds like an area that there could be no fallout and there could be no negative repercussions.
Probably, yeah. So let's see. You're going through the list in order of. So you said Rays.
Right.
Marlins.
So Rays seem legit. Marlins are in a corner, and the Athletics are kind of screwed, right? Because they're getting their revenue sharing severely pared down because they're in such a big market, but it's like, it's Oakland. Like,
right.
Look, I don't want to crap on the Bay Area, but it's Oakland.
Well, when you think about the Bay Area, you think about the Raiders moving to Vegas. You think about the Warriors moving to San Francisco, which
you
leaves
think about
only
Fruitvale
the
Station.
The what?
Wait, sorry. It leaves what?
The A's are the only thing left.
Oh, I thought you said it left only the gays.
No, the A's.
I was like, dude, you can't
say
that on this show. First of all, they're not the gays. Okay,
the gays?
John. They're the Gathletics.
The Gathletics. Boy. And they've been trying to move since what, early 2000s? So it's that's a disaster. Their situation is probably one of the worst conditions for baseball. In that stadium, you know, they'll have no tenant.
Yeah. I mean, the
left.
Rays have a terrible situation also. I don't know if you've ever been to their stadium, but it's awful.
Not.
It's by far the worst stadium. It's the worst place I've ever been.
Wow. That says a lot. St. Pete in general or the
stadium?
Well,
that's
itself?
What I'm like the whole combo, like where it's located, what it is, how it feels inside of it.
It's very
like,
hollow,
everything
isn't
about,
it?
It's so weird. It's a little bit like you've stepped into a video game, But imagine a video game that was the worst video game, and also you couldn't play it. You were just there, one of those faceless people in the crowd. That's Tropicana.
Yum.
But they're looking at moving to Ybor City in Tampa, cool. And actually being in Tampa near people.
Right.
Could work.
As opposed to out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, it's not out in the middle of nowhere. It's in a...
Yeah, you got to pass over like two glades to get to this place.
Yeah, and it's in retirement haven.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
So, not knocking St. Petersburg. It's beautiful, beautiful little city on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Sure.
if you like that.
Let's get back to baseball. But anyway, obviously. So it's just a lawsuit, whatever. It's an arbitration. I don't think they'll win anything. I think... These teams are spending money. They're just not spending enough money. But I do think that the Marlins are on the borderline because, like, you can't I understand you have debt, but come on, guys. And then the Athletics are just in a tough spot. They have the lowest payroll this year, right?
I'm not sure.
I think they've pared it down, like, all the way.
And the Pirates are just saying, screw you.
They did trade away some salary, and they're, you know, they got some pieces back, and, you know, they have spent, you know, like, these are teams that are spending $100 million. It's not like they're not spending.
Right.
So it's a little bit of like a...
Keeping up with the Joneses.
I think it's the Players Association trying to do something to make the players feel like they didn't just get owned this offseason.
Right.
And they just got owned.
They did. But it's not like they're not making, you know, only $25 million contract. Only.
Right.
Although, you know, let's move to the Logan Morrison. We'll get back to these other ones here. Logan Morrison, they were anticipating that he was going to be in that 3-year, 30-ish million. He signed a 2-year deal for, what, $9 million? Something like that? It's
I think
paltry.
It's with incentives. I think it's but it's a great fit for him, right? Going
to
Minnesota.
It is. Perfect. Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's the perfect lineup for him.
But he had a career year, and he didn't.
But he had one career year.
One, right. But a lot of people have parlayed that big move up into some money, and he's going to have to prove himself all over again. But I think they're going to probably see a platoon scenario there, and he's going to do quite well. I think he's going to fit right in.
Yeah, it's a nice fit. But players are just like, look at Corey Dickerson. Like, this was a good hitter, and people are just like, well, I don't want to pay him $6 million.
Yeah, that seems
he was
like
an all-star
peanuts.
Last year.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Compared.
And no one wanted to trade for him. I mean, the Pirates traded for him, but he's going to be like a backup outfielder. He's like the fourth outfielder for them.
Well, they're excited. I remember reading something. Huntington was like, he fits in well with our plans, and we're excited to have him. And see, we're spending money.
Please don't sue us. We need all that sweet, sweet revenue-sharing money, please.
So it looks like Tim Lincecum parlayed his showcase into a nice little contract.
Where with what team?
The Rangers.
Wait, they have medical marijuana dispensaries in Texas?
He's fit as a fiddle right now. He maybe gave up the drugs.
Just temporarily, though, I assume.
Yeah, he's clean cut. He's got the short hair.
Good for him.
He looks buff.
I've always liked him, even as a Giants. Even though he was a Giants
dude.
And I like the Dodgers. Like, I just like, he's like a little guy. He's got that weird delivery. I mean, it doesn't take much for me to like a player from a team I don't like. But if you have goofy hair, you look kind of like a dork, and you're 5'2", and you throw crazy fastballs and curveballs.
With a herky-jerk motion.
Yeah.
Get that going. But we'll see. We'll see if he...
Is it a guaranteed, is it a major league deal?
I think
it must be a major league deal, right?
I think it is, but it's small. It's only like $1 million. Only $1 million. It's not a big deal. But, you know, he's got to prove himself. He's got to bring that ERA down below 6. See if he can hang in there. So, you know, if you're
a
Rangers fan.
He's got to bring it down to 420, am I right?
if you're a Rangers fan, you got to be pumped that you've got Bartolo Colon and Tim Lincecum in camp.
Oh, man.
Exciting days.
Oh, man. Have you seen that pitching staff? Why aren't they just getting Lance Lynn and Jake Arrieta? Do they not have any money? Is that their deal?
They don't want to compete with the big teams yet.
Yeah, maybe
they're
just
are they still paying
taking
Prince
the foot
Fielder?
Off the gas a little bit? They're still paying Prince Fielder, probably, right? Well, no, he retired, right?
He retired, and then he I think he even actually said, hey,
he had a buyout.
Yeah, there was some sort of a buyout. He was like, I'm not going to hold you accountable to the contract. Yeah. I had a medical issue. And they had an insurance gig, too, I think, that helped pay off the remaining part of the contract.
All right, well, fair enough.
Yeah. So how about Tim Tebow, one of your favorite players, who has been highly touted by Sandy Alderson, saying early in spring training that Tim Tebow will make it to the Mets, the major league team, at some point this season?
Absolutely. When the Mets fall out of the playoffs and then the Mets want to sell more tickets, they will bring up Tim Tebow and they will have what's called a revival of ticket sales. That's a little joke for people who know what a religious revival is.
Yeah, that was good. I have my hands in the air right now, but you can't see it. Poor Tim may have delayed
his... It's like that old saying. It's like when there was... when I looked back on the sand and there was only one footprint, that's where I sprained my ankle and was hopping.
I think that's going to make it into like every show. I think that's like the fourth reference to that in some diluted way. That's pretty good. But
I'm going to be honest with you. I am not of the Christian faith, mm-hmm. but I actually think that that quote, that concept, the two foot step, I think is brilliant. Like, it is a brilliant message of the power of that faith, and that for those people,
of
I think
God,
it's fantastic.
The power of God.
But I'm just saying, like, if that's your thing, right? Like, if that,
I don't even know what the quote is. What is it?
It's that the guy says he looks back on the sand and he says there's only one set of footprints, and he goes, he asks God, where was he? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's when I was carrying you.
Oh.
Yeah, God. It's dope, man. Oh. It's so cool.
Wow, I'd never... And then, you know, I'm born and raised Roman Catholic. So I'm a reformed Roman Catholic, so to speak. I've never heard that before. But I get the sentiment. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It hits you in the...
Yeah.
In the tubes if you're a believer. So Tim he trips over sprinkler head.
Yeah.
And sprained his ankle.
Yeah.
Misfortune.
But I think it was only out for like a day or two and then
so he's back.
Was able to hit some warning track fly balls.
Yeah, that's good.
Good for him.
Did you see that Russell Wilson, little BP,
mm-hmm.
he's up with the Yankees this week.
Mm-hmm.
He hits six home runs in his batting practice. He hit
oh,
with Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, Greg Bird, and Stanton. And he actually hit more home runs.
I think the Yankees should call him up. But I say that as a Red Sox fan. Because I'd love to see him hit 120.
He hasn't swung a bat in 14 months, and he hit six home runs in his rotation.
You know what's cool about lying is that everyone can do it, including Russell Wilson.
About what?
Lying.
Lying. Well, it was witnessed by people that he did it.
Oh, that people witnessed him not swing a bat for 14 months?
Oh, that, yeah. That part, yeah. Yeah, maybe he's, you know, he was swinging a bat, you know, for weeks leading up to it.
Maybe.
But he still got it. Still got it.
Sure. No, it's still an impressive feat. But I'm not surprised that Russell Wilson is athletic.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
And baseball was his
first. Now, were they throwing any curveballs, or were they just 85-mile-an-hour fastballs down the middle?
I don't think he was getting the same treatment as the other players now.
I see. Okay.
There was a little bit of a loop to those pitches coming in.
Pardon my cynicism, John.
Now, he has no intentions of playing. He just wants to have fun.
You know what? I'm sure he is having fun.
And he is.
And we're having fun talking about him. What else is there?
We were talking about Logan Morrison. You know, that he lands with the Twins, good thing. Lucas Duda lands with the Royals.
Ah, yes. Lucas Duda with his, what is it, $4 million deal?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know the numbers.
Yeah. Some small deal with the Royals with some, you know, bonuses for performance. And like, wasn't he on the Mets? Didn't he help the Royals win against the Mets while he was on the Mets?
I think he did. Yes.
Maybe this is like a payoff. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Lucas.
There's a little bit under the table for you.
Like, I remember when the Mets hired Bill Buckner.
Right.
After 86, they were like, hey, like, Bill, thanks for the help.
You're going to have to pay me an awful lot of money, though, to live with this for the rest of my life.
Baseball's great.
Baseball is good. So, Yuli Gurriel is going to miss the start of the season after hand surgery. Did he hurt it during spring training, or is this something?
Yeah, he was doing another racist impression with his of another player, and broke his hamate or had a hook removed from his hamate bone or something. I don't know, some weird stuff.
But it wasn't something. It wasn't an injury. It was just something they said. Let's take care of this now.
It was one of those things. And okay. So he'll be out for like 6 weeks, and I don't know how it affects his suspension, right? Because he has that four-game suspension that everyone got like, he made that racist thing, and he should be suspended from the World Series. And
yeah, I forgot all about that. It seems so long ago.
I didn't. Hey, you know what's pretty great on MLB, the app, as you watch these spring training games, is they're like, instead of commercials, they show you highlights from around the league. Pretty great watching all those Astros clobbering the Dodgers highlights. Pretty great.
Must be fun, huh?
Pretty great.
Thanks, guys. Well, your revenge is best served cold. It's their turn. Let's see what the Dodgers can do. Okay, so Noah Syndergaard was bringing the heat.
So Noah who?
Syndergaard. Did I say Syndergaard?
Yes.
Syndergaard, come on. Syndergaard, jeez. Noah Syndergaard hit...
Okay, Noah Syndergaard. Thor. So
Thor was bringing the heat in his spring training debut.
Yeah. 100 miles per hour 11 different times.
Wow.
You hear that? You hear that siren passing by? That's how flaming this was.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So I guess there
is... Cue the sound effects. Woo!
I guess there's nothing wrong with his arm then, huh?
Here's the thing, though, right? Like, slow it down a little. It's spring training.
Yeah, to me, my first reaction to that when I saw it was, is that necessary? Is it necessary to be at that level this quick? You know,
there might actually be a fire nearby here, John. Damn you, Noah Syndergaard! Yeah, it seems like a lot, right? Like, it seems like, hey... Aren't you recovering from an injury? Maybe just throw it in there at 96 and get warmed up.
Yeah. My favorite quote that I heard this week was from Shohei Ohtani saying that the season, you know, my major league career doesn't really start until opening day. You know, he's just kind of like, we're like everybody else. I'm going through the motions and getting ready, but, you know, it's for real then. And apparently for Noah Syndergaard, it's real right now.
Yeah, no one sent Noah Syndergaard the memo, or maybe they did send it to Noah Syndergaard, and Noah Syndergaard didn't get it.
Well, maybe it was Noah Syndergaard that was hitting 100.
Well, maybe, no, it was Noah Syndergaard, right? Oh, so maybe someone was like, from the league office, was like, hey, dial it down, everybody. And they were like, Noah Syndergaard at gmail.com. So then Noah Syndergaard's out there blowing hundies at everybody. And they're like, whoa, Noah, didn't you get the memo?
Slow it down. Take it easy.
Pump the brakes, pal.
Yeah, you don't need to be, you know,
6 months to go here, pal.
You don't need to be hitting triple digits against these players with 70s and above numbers on their back. Not necessary.
That's right.
Okay, so is this something that affects your sense of Red Sox lore, that the fact that they're petitioning to change Yawkey Way to Jersey Street, is that something that agitates you in any way?
Well, I think it's a little stupid, right? This whole thing where we're trying to like, well, this guy Yawkey, he was once kind of racist, so we have to remove his name. Like, yeah, but he set up charitable foundations that have helped thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he said the N-word once. The Red Sox were slow to put African American players on the field. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to penalize the whole city?
Like, there's a store there called the Yawkey Way Store. Like, what's that going to be called? The Jersey Street Store? No one cares about Jersey Street. It's stupid. It's just a waste of whatever. And it's like, oh, we want to make sure it's an inclusive thing. This is not how you make sure it's inclusive, okay?
You know, we're gonna have to change an awful lot of street names and store names.
Yeah, like come on, we start going through that system. Look, I don't have a problem with taking down like Confederate general statues out of public places. I think that's a little strange. Like, hey, remember this guy who tried to destroy our country? All right. You want to have it on private property? I don't care. But
put
public
it in a
property,
museum. Yeah.
Put it in a museum, exactly. Like, hey, this guy tried to destroy our country. Sounds good. But this guy was a little racist. So what? You know who else was sort of racist? Was Ty Cobb. Though I've read some accounts that all that stuff was fabricated against him by the press. And I have very little trouble believing that the press would go to lengths like that, because they are still doing that crap.
Well, you know who else was a little racist? Our founding fathers.
Yes.
You know, so I think
but
we should
just 3/5 racist, John.
So maybe we should remove George Washington and you know just a whole litany of names from that era.
Just,
they should be removed
silly.
From everything. It's unnecessary.
He was an owner of the team for what? Up until 40 years ago, and now we're going to change the name? Like
that's
just feels stupid.
Dumb.
Why? Just so that African Americans? Do you think African Americans go to Fenway Park and go like, wow, I feel uncomfortable here because there's a street that says Yawkey. Maybe they feel uncomfortable because people are yelling the N-word at them.
That's probably why. So they should remove those people, not...
Let's remove those people
and
call all those people Jersey Street.
We just have the Jersey Street Penitentiary for all of those racist folks. They can make a little. They can like the. They could have it as like the Fenway Jail. They'll call it Jersey Street Jail.
We'll lock him up and throw away the Yawkey. John, the coffee's
on the
kicking
spot.
In.
On the spot. Wow, spontaneous. I love it. We should start an improv troupe. I think you do a lot much better than me. Gosh, wow.
Oh, thanks. Thanks muchly, John. Thanks muchly.
Man. I have to drink some more coffee. Hold on.
Yeah. Shoot that stuff into your veins, man.
Jeez. It's awful. Okay, let's move on to... I heard about this, but I didn't look into it. So what's the deal with the Nationals using camels? What's the deal with this?
Here's the deal, John. Sit tight and listen keenly.
I will.
They had camels because they've been having trouble getting over the playoff hump. Oh, God, John.
They're so clever. Did they
so
really do that?
Somehow, Dave Martinez is a dad joke. Like, I'm sorry, what's going on here? Yeah, they literally did it, and for that reason,
They brought live camels to camp?
I want Dusty Baker back.
They really did that?
Yeah, like there's actual live camels.
And
I mean,
the
dead
players
camels
go,
would be gruesome,
that would be better.
Wouldn't it?
We're going to get over these camels right now. Step over them, everybody.
Good thing no one around there is beating the dead horse. Like, oh, we can't get past the playoffs. Oh, you're just beating a dead horse. Okay, bring in the dead horses. Come on, bring them in.
So what did they parade? One camel? Several camels?
It looked like the picture I saw had two camels in it, though I cannot say whether they were more than one. Though it may have been a clone. One may have been a clone of the other. Maybe Barbra Streisand got in there and was like, you know what?
Well, they should have like five of them in because it's been, 5 years since they – or no,
ouch,
4 years, 4 years since they shelved
well,
they had their best chance.
I think they had two humps each, and then one of them had like a goiter. So that's five humps.
I'll have to look that one up. Just kind of silly to me.
And just to be clear, was it Barbra Streisand that had her dog cloned? Is that the story?
All right.
I'm pretty sure Barbra Streisand had her dog cloned.
You have to have a lot of money
to
have a dog clone.
Which is unnatural in the face of the Lord, but anyway.
Crazy. Speaking of cloning, have you seen Altered Carbon on the Netflix?
No.
Please do. It's really good.
Okay.
Moving along. So the Marlins have apparently Miami-Dade County. Maybe this is their way of getting back at the Marlins in the lawsuit. They have no plans to remove the home run sculpture.
I just figure this is like a legal maneuver
about
all the money. They're like, okay, you don't want to give us any money? Then you guys are stuck looking at this thing.
Yeah, I would agree. That's like, here's your retribution for being jerks.
Yeah, Yeah, you know what it's like? It's like in that movie Say Anything, when he's outside her window mm-hmm. with the music, with the mm-hmm. boombox playing In Your Eyes.
Right.
But this is like in your face.
Yeah,
like,
so
they're like, remember what we used to have? Screw you guys.
I hope that thing comes down. I really do. Yes. It's an eyesore. It was horrible. When I first saw the unveiling of that, not the actual thing, but the drawing of it, I was like, are you serious? This monstrosity? I had no idea how big it was going to be until they started showing it being built. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
the
like
color
in,
scheme of the stadium was
Spinal
awful.
Tap, right? Like,
yeah, you see
it. You're hoping it's like, oh, maybe it's just going to be 18 inches tall, like in Spinal Tap, the Stonehenge Monument.
Yeah, that would have been okay.
Maybe it would be a Stonehenge Monument that was in danger of being trod upon by a dwarf.
Yeah, it's just awful.
It was the full 18 feet. It's gargantuan and grotesque.
Yeah, it's nasty. So I cannot wait until Derek Jeter, and it's going to slowly but surely, integrate a little bit more tradition and history to the franchise, and not, some South Beach color scheme, Miami Vice thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Goodbye. Let's say goodbye to the Marlins Park home run sculpture.
Let's
soon.
Do it,
please.
Let's blow that thing up.
Yeah, blow it up. Let's see. I don't know anything about this either. So
Phillies corner. Got a couple Phillies stories here for Phillies fans.
And I don't know about nothing about neither. So you're going to
let me lay it out for you, John. So first of all, on the field, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the field, the Phillies are looking at doing, shifts are all the rage, right? Everyone's doing shifting. And then you shift, and then you shift. It makes bad defenders into okay defenders. It makes good defenders into great defenders. It makes bad pitchers into good pitchers. It makes it harder for hitters to hit. You shift to where the hitters usually hit. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the numbers. Here's something the Phillies are looking at doing. You know how some teams have like a really good left fielder and a okay right fielder, or vice
mm-hmm.
versa?
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's a better right fielder than left fielder. Left fielder is usually where you put like the guy who probably should be first base, right? Like the Phillies will be putting Rhys Hoskins in left field. He should be their first baseman. He's not. He's going to play left field. What they're going to do is if a hitter comes up who usually hits the ball to left field, the left fielder and the right fielder are going to switch positions.
Really?
Yes. Ugh. And I love it.
I don't.
Oh, well, screw you, John.
That's silly,
but then you
though.
Don't like winning. So, okay.
I'm a traditionalist.
It makes you better.
But
it makes you better. But you don't like the shift, right? Like, obviously, you don't like the shift.
No,
right?
I don't like
so
the shift.
So I love the shift. And I love players hitting those bunts up again. Like, good, you're going to shift on me? You're going to bunt. I'm going to get on base. Take that hit, baby. Take that on base. It's a game, John. It's the mental game. What can happen? That's the thrill of baseball. All the things that could happen. What happens? Every pitch. Every pitch could be anything from a strike right down the middle, could be a wild pitch, could be a home run, could be a game-winning home run, could be a double, could be a pop fly, could be a strikeout, could be a grounder, could be a double play, could be a triple play, John, even when there's two outs.
It could be catcher's interference.
Yes, well, only if Jacoby Ellsbury is batting. Which, by the way, maybe we change the rule a little bit if one guy is just like so far back in the box that he's constantly hitting the catcher.
Yeah, maybe we should tap him on the shoulder and say, just move a skosh up.
Yeah, you're 2 inches too far back, right, Jacoby?
Skosh up.
Everyone knows you're a waste of money. Move forward.
So tell me about this sensitive bus.
Right. So now this I'm not super excited about because I'm not sure that that this is a thing that you should do with adults. But the Phillies pitching coach has decided that when a player gets offended, and these are mostly pitchers, they will get the sensitive bus, which is a toy bus, put in their locker until someone else gets it.
Okay.
Yeah. And wow. No one's going to want that sensitive bus in their locker, John. Am I right?
Right. They're going to go out of their way. They're going to change their ways to avoid the sensitive
bus. Gosh, I'm really angry about that pitch sequence I did that gave up the home run. But you know what? I don't want to get the sensitive bus. So I'm just going to keep it to myself and I'm going to internalize all my pain.
So we have camels and sensitive buses. What's next?
Yeah. Starting nine?
That sounds good. That was good. So this is going to be, I'm so excited for this starting nine. It may, the anticipation of this is like, I mean, I'm so excited. So folks who are listening for the first time, where the hell have you been? But starting nine is all about, Starting nine is all about Jed coming up with player names associated with an event or current event of some sort where we just have some fun with it. So this week, the starting nine is for the Oscars, and nine players with Best Picture nomination sounding names.
Yes.
Let's do it.
And here's the thing I'm excited about, John. We're doing a current event that is coming up.
Yes.
Normally, it's something that already happened.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, so this is something that's coming up this Sunday.
And I'll probably chuckle while I'm watching the Oscars, and I'll
every
be thinking of these names.
Every time they mention Clayton Kerr's Shape of Water.
Yes.
What about lefty reliever Michael Dunkirk?
That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're more like the serious dramas, the storytelling of the Buster Posty.
Boy.
Or maybe you're intrigued by the more romantic notions of Cole Calhoun Me By Your Name.
Okay, good. I can't wait to hear about the three billboards. That's going to be a tough
one. Oh my. You might want to sit down for that one.
Okay, I will.
But next up, command performances in Justin Darkest Bauer.
That's good.
A surprising film, but with the extended listings, right? They can do up to 10 each year now. They include some films that would probably not really be best picture films. We have Get Mike Trout.
That's good.
And then probably the least, appropriate? No. Yeah. This film should not be on this list. Greg Lady Bird.
I would agree. I watched that film last night and two nights ago, kind of scratched my head.
Yeah. Apparently one of the five best directed films of the year.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Didn't see it.
I don't know about that.
It was a good movie.
One of the best five directed films by a woman. Ladies out there, this year.
Right.
Yeah. Next up, Tommy Fam-Tum Thread. I almost got a Fred in there, right? Fam-Tum Thread.
Good.
Yeah. And then lastly, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Stephen Missouza.
You made it work. That was going to be a tough one.
Tough one.
That's good.
Stephen Missouza.
Missouza.
The latest Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yes. Player. So are we good with the Oscars? That's it? We're good?
That's
we're wrapped?
That's all nine.
That's all nine of them. Yeah.
I'm limited. I am actually limited by the number nine. Like usually I'll do like nine or 10 or if I have 11 sometimes. But that one, they just have nine and there's nine. So in that way, I'm not disappointed that Lady Bird and Get Out were nominated.
Because they made it work for you.
Because it gave me nine. Exactly.
Yeah, so I was seeing some like predictions and stuff for the Oscars, and they were saying that Lady Bird is like picked in some of these, you know, handicapping as the second best film of the year.
Wow,
and I'm like shaking my head, going, "How is that possible?"
I'm gonna say something right now about a lot of people out there. Not a lot. There's some people out there who are saying, watching this film and going like, and these are women who are saying, "Oh yes." That's me. That's who I am. If you know someone who says that about themselves, do yourself a favor and never have anything to do with that horrible monster of a person. That horrible, narcissistic, terrible person in your life is the one that loved Lady Bird and thought that it was about themselves. That's all.
There you go. The thing about that film for me was the mom. The Laurie Metcalf plays the mom. She does a very good job, but the mom is not someone that you can like.
Right, it's a one-note character.
Despicable person, yeah. Right, throughout
but
the whole film.
But there's like no nuance to it. There's no like, oh, except the very end, there's a little, oh, okay, I get it. Okay, yeah. That's actually, here's an idea about storytelling, is maybe instead of like, she's awful, 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 and then suddenly at the end, not awful, or not as awful, maybe there's an arc. This is something in writing called a character arc, which is not a character straight line or a character cliff.
Right, and the arc, the arc was a little blip at the end because there was never any resolution.
That's right.
You never saw her. I'm taking it you saw the film.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was very predictable, too. Yes. That whole sequence. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
For folks who haven't seen it yet, you
know, I will say I thought the ending was surprising. I thought they would try to make the girl seem like actually a good person, and I was surprised they went with the no, she's actually just a terrible person.
Yeah, I thought good performances. The only character that I really enjoyed in the film was the dad. The one that I liked was the dad.
Okay, yes.
That's about it.
Very strong performance by that gentleman.
Yeah, but he was the only really likable character.
Yes.
Right.
He lost a job at some point. Sorry, spoiler alerts, everybody. rewind, go back in time, and don't listen to this. He lost his job at some point and then tried to get another job and didn't get it. And we literally don't hear anything else about that moving forward, except that he's then able to refinance his house to help his daughter get into a New York university. And by New York university, it does look like they actually just mean New York University, which is one of the most expensive schools. But it's great. This is great. This poor family and this daughter who just has to get away.
It was not Oscar worthy. Good film, but not Oscar worthy, in my opinion. Same with Get Out. Good film, not Oscar worthy. From the social perspective, I can understand why both of those films are in, but as an auteur,
that's why they're in. Is
a lover of film, I look for things. To me, the best film that I've seen this year by far is Phantom Thread. Spectacular film.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah,
but that's P.T. Anderson. Of course, that's going
to
be great.
It's so good. Such a good film. And I would say that 90% of the people who are listening to this, if they go to movies for entertainment, they'll be like, that was the most boring film I saw. But to me, it is a master class in filmmaking and acting. It is so good. My endorsement.
Did Midnight Special come out last year or was that the year before?
I did not see that.
That is a great film.
I'll have to check it out.
That is a great film. If you don't like Michael Shannon, then there's obviously something wrong with you. But he's so good in it. I mean, he's so good in everything.
Yeah.
But it's a great film.
No, definitely. Anyway. We'll check it out. Okay, moving on. Let's go to Around the Horn. This is
our.
Sure, why not? We can do it. Yeah, we can do it.
This is going to be a zippy one.
Yeah, this is where we go around the horn to every team in baseball, with a simple topic and a very rapid fire response from Jed.
That's right. And this week we're going to do fantasy sleepers. And what is a fantasy sleeper? Well, not Princess the Sleeping Beauty. You guys. Fantasy baseball, for those of you who don't know, end the podcast now and go do something else. So, or fast forward to the extra innings. So fantasy baseball, you pick a bunch of players, blah, blah, blah. Good. So sleepers are guys that are like, they're going to do good this year, but people don't know it yet. That's a sleeper. So like some people last year had like Aaron Judge is a sleeper. Obviously, he turned out great. You know, Robbie Ray was a sleeper for some people. Who's a starting pitcher who was going, I think, like in the top 200 and then wound up being one of the top 10 pitchers. So, yeah, that's a sleeper. So we're going to bang one out for each team. Who's a sleeper for each team?
Braves.
I feel like I should do some research on this before I suggest these ideas.
You have to do a little bit. A lot of this is prospect people, right? Or comeback players.
That's right. Who's the relief pitcher that they got there? It's Vizcaino, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a sleeper. Everyone knows about him. So I'm going to say, okay, I can't say Freddie Freeman because that's not a sleeper. Ozzie Albies. That's okay. The sleeper.
That's
because he's going, I think, right now, like in the 140s in drafts, the top 140, and he should be a top 100 player. Ozzie Albies.
The Mets.
A sleeper. Sleeper. You know who's going low is, I was going to say Noah Syndergaard, but he's not going that low. Who do the Mets have? This is
How
a terrible
dark
segment
night?
Now. No, he's going to be trash. He should stay asleep. He's in a coma. He's a Mets coma. You know what? I'm going to say Conforto. I think Conforto is going to come back and hit the hell out of the ball, but he's going to be lower valued because of the injury.
Mm-hmm. How about the Phillies?
Okay, Reese Hoskins not a sleeper though. Gosh, dang it!
So you did you gave very
Aaron
little
Alther.
Thought.
Aaron Alther.
Aaron Alther.
Very little thought. Yeah, Aaron Alther.
Alther.
Alther. Exactly.
So, like you're saying, you gave a lot of thought to this before we started this segment.
John, I literally spent 10 seconds coming up with the segment concept, and then I have done no thoughts on this whatsoever.
Okay. So, the rapid fire element is more of a concept at this point.
Yes. No, I'll get it going here. I just need to get my fantasy baseball thing going.
Another sip of Snapple.
Adam Eaton.
That's a good one. Yes.
Adam Eaton. I think he's going to score 120 runs this year.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
How about the Marlins?
Justin Boer.
There's a lot of people you could pick there as sleepers.
Yeah. But I think Justin Boer is an underrated player. I think that people don't know quite actually how awesome he is, and then he's going to be awesome. He might even get traded in the middle of the season, but he still counts as a Marlin for now.
He and Cameron Maben are the leaders in the clubhouse. That shows you how far the Marlins
Maben, yes, maybe no. Sorry.
Okay,
that's right. Cameron Maben's on the team. We haven't talked about that. Good for them. They spent some money.
Yeah, they did a little bit. I think it was like $1.5 million or something. Right, he's back.
Going to get Gary Sheffield down there next.
Yeah, Red Sox.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Bounce back.
Bounce back.
Okay, Yankees.
Wow, a sleeper for the Yankees. That's a tough one.
Dellin Betances.
No, I think he's going to recover, but I don't think that's a sleeper because I don't think who cares. He doesn't add value to your team. I'm going to go with Aaron Hicks. I think Aaron Hicks puts it together for a season.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. Teoscar Hernandez. Ooh, Randall Grichuk. Okay. Can I say two? I love both those guys so much on that team. I'm going to say Randall Grichuk. I really like Randall Grichuk on that team.
How about the Orioles?
Oh, boy. The young guy, Austin Hayes.
Okay.
He has a little bit of an on-base problem, but he's got good power and good batting average. I think he's going to be the guy.
The Rays.
Oh. Does Kiermaier count as a sleeper?
He was hurt last year, so he's coming back, right?
I don't know. I'm going to say Kiermaier. I think he's being drafted lower than he should be. Because he's got those stolen bases, man.
Yeah.
He's a fast dude.
Pirates.
Oh, boy. Corey Dickerson?
Could be, yeah.
No, I really like Josh Bell. I think this is the year we see whether Josh Bell is an all-star or whether he's just going to be like that low-level first baseman guy. But I think Josh Bell's the sleeper there.
Cardinals.
Mike Moustakas? that's a fun joke. I would say Tommy Pham, but everyone kind of knows about him. So let's say... Matt Carpenter. I think Matt Carpenter's going lower than he should be.
Cubs.
Who's going? You know what? Let's say Schwarber. Though everyone kind of loves Schwarber still, right?
Yeah.
But I think he's doing 40 bombs.
He's a darling. He's a darling.
Yeah. I think he's also giving up 40 doubles in the outfield.
Probably.
But I'm thinking he's going to go 40 home runs.
Brewers.
Lorenzo Cain. I think people are moving him up the thing. You know what? Jonathan VR.
Yeah.
Great year, 2016. Bad year last year, but he's the starting second baseman, and that guy is a fast dude.
But his stock has dropped dramatically compared to where
plummeted.
He was a year ago.
Most 12-team fantasy baseball leagues won't even draft him, but he should be drafted. He's a stolen base source.
Reds.
Eugenio Suarez is being drafted way too low.
Okay. Astros.
Derek Fisher. I'm just going to say that off the top of my head because everyone knows about all the other players on the Astros.
I noticed that you dropped him from your team.
I do not feel like he is worth $5 in our league at this time. Yeah.
Somebody else can scoop him up.
Someone else can scoop him up. I might. I actually might throw a couple bucks at him in the draft, but I won't.
In the later rounds.
I won't be keeping him at $5.
And he's the fourth outfielder then, right? Or fourth or fifth
outfielder? Right now he's the fourth, but with Gurriel out, he's the left fielder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angels.
Mike Trout?
Sleeper. Shohei Ohtani.
No, Cole Calhoun. Cole Calhoun's the sleeper because they lowered the right field wall, and he's the other lefty in the lineup.
Yeah.
I think he's going to hit 25% more home runs at home. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Cole Calhoun.
Mark. Rangers.
Rangers. Who do I love there? Nomar Mazara. Whew, mm-hmm. Do I love that guy.
But he did. He was highly drafted, though, last year, wasn't he?
Not this year. Last year was not a good year for him.
Okay.
It was not a bad year, but it was not like, oh, look, he broke out. This year, I think, is going to be there. He breaks out, jumps up into the top 50, 60 players.
How about the A's?
A lot of people are on Matt Olson. I'm loving Matt Chapman.
Me too.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much.
The two of them are going to be.
Good power. I know. The two of them together, it's a great combo.
New Bash
Double
Brothers.
Mats. Yeah. But also the defense for Matt Chapman keeps him in the lineup guaranteed.
Yeah. Great glove.
Yeah.
Mariners.
Sleeper on the Mariners. Can I say Felix? King Felix?
Yeah, he's going to drop pretty low.
I mean, I was in a league. I did a draft last weekend, John, where I got him in. This is a more expensive league than what you and I got him for $1.
Wow.
I feel like he's going to be better than $1.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's the sleeper.
Yeah, I would agree with that. For $1, that's a steal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was pretty surprised. I was expecting to go to like $4 or $5 for him, and no one else bid. I was like, sounds good. Sleeper.
I'll take him. Padres.
Boy. Padres. Oh, Manny Margot. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
How about Franchy Cordero?
Franchy's also very cool. Franchy Cordero is very cool. But I don't think he's the sleeper. I think Margot's the sleeper.
The Dodgers.
Who is the sleeper? Alex Verdugo? Is that he's not even on the team. Does that even count? I guess Billingsley. Bellinger wasn't on the team to start last season.
Yeah, no, that would say that, though.
Yeah. I would say Alex Verdugo. I think the rest is like, they have a really great lineup.
The Giants.
Who do I? Oh, well, I like Andrew McCutchen. I don't like the Giants, but I like Andrew McCutchen a lot. I think he's going to, I don't think he's going to hit as many home runs last year, but I still think he's going to play well in that park.
I think he's going to play well too, because he's not the focal point by any means.
Right.
So that pressure's off. He's in a geriatric home with a bunch of other guys, so they'll all get along well. Rockies.
Once they set up that shuffleboard down the right field line. Rockies. Oh, Ryan McMahon.
Okay. D-backs?
D-backs. I mean, can I say Souza?
Sure.
Like, they traded for him. They're going to play him, right?
Right?
And everyone else on the team is basically accounted for. Or wait a minute. What about the pitcher? No, everyone's kind of hot on him, too. Godley? Yeah, everyone's kind of hot on all the pitchers there, so except for Corbin. I'm not into Corbin at all.
Oh, I was reading something earlier today that he is a sleeper, believe it or not.
That's a perfect guy to be a sleeper, though, like a number five starter. It's his free agent year, blah, blah, blah. But I think I'm going to say Souza. I think Souza comes over and hits well, even though they got the humidor, even though...
Tigers.
Now, this is a lot harder. But I'm going to say Miguel Cabrera because he's being drafted very low. And I just don't think – I think that's a mistake to think that he's not going to – I'm not going to say bounce all the way back, but he's going to bounce somewhat back. Look how – he was so great. You don't go from being great to falling off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably injured. He's probably fighting through some stuff.
Yeah, and he said that there were some injury issues last year. And I'm thinking 25-75 is probably – you know, you can expect power numbers from him. Not that that's fantastic, but – you know, for, you know, $5 to $10.
Yeah.
I think he would be a steal. He's not the $35, $40 player anymore for sure. Indians.
See, Yandy Diaz.
I don't even know
who
that
is. He's the guy that he's the guy that everyone loves because he hits the snot out of the ball. The problem is he doesn't hit it into the air. But you know who used to have this problem? Is so many guys in the league, Daniel Murphy.
Yeah.
And he changed Justin his Turner, launch angle.
Yep.
Ryan Zimmerman, all these guys, they change the launch angle. All of a sudden, all those really hard
chicks
hit balls.
Chicks dig the launch angle.
They love it.
They do.
It's not about the size of the bat. It's the angle.
Of the bat. The angle of the dangle?
It's the angle of the bat swing, bat path. Anyway.
Twins.
I'm going to say Max Kepler because I like Max Kepler, but I also think that Byron Buxton is going a little too low, but he's still already in the top 70 or so. So you can't really call that a sleeper. So I'm going to say Max Kepler. I think Max Kepler goes 30 home runs, 15 stolen bases.
Okay. How about the White Sox?
Pass? I don't know. Who's the sleeper on the White Sox? No one? I mean, do they have any? I mean... Yeah, no, I pass. I'm going to do my one pass.
Who was the guy they got from the Red Sox? Moncada?
Yoan Moncada, yeah. But I don't think he's a sleeper. I think people know who he is, and there's a certain expectation from him.
He has not delivered yet on expectation.
Yeah, but I still think he's being drafted off of his potential.
Okay.
Yeah. I think everyone knows Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
And I think they're drafting off of his expected thing. Yeah. So it's kind of like, well, who else is there on that team? And it's just a bunch of schlubs, and I'm just gonna have to pass. Tim Anderson, let's say Tim Anderson.
Okay,
why not? Maybe Tim Anderson gets more than 13 walks this year.
Okay, how about last but not least, the Royals?
I think Whit Merrifield does it again because he's being drafted like he won't do it again. I think he does it again. I think he does all the steals and a few home runs, and I mean the runs and RBIs are going to be low because all the runs on that team are going to be low. Mm-hmm. But that's my choice.
Okay. That does it. We've successfully made it around the horn.
Yeah.
And that leaves us with extra innings, last but not least. Let's take a look at what's going on outside of the world of baseball. A few things here. Yeah, this is a big deal in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's a pizza swap going on.
That's right. You know, our sponsor, our official non-sponsor... Snapple is a delicious, delicious treat, beverage to wash down any kind of pizza.
Right.
And when you're eating something like Papa John's, you definitely need something to wash it down. So the NFL got smart and bumped Papa John's, who's apparently having some sort of financial troubles and also some other weird stuff. And maybe the guy needs to dial it down and he's no longer the CEO, right? Because they're like, hey, guy, maybe you're partying a little too hard. It's a corporation, not a fraternity. All right.
Is he really?
Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Is there. And I'm telling you, I don't like Pizza Hut, John.
Oof, I don't either.
But then I don't like a lot of mass pizzas. But I will tell you this about Pizza Hut. My wife swears up and down that Pizza Hut in Canada is actually delicious. Because they use less ingredients.
Interesting.
But in the United States, we get to use more ingredients. Why? Because we're America.
Right.
We're more inclusive.
So maybe I'll go across the border and check out a Pizza Hut in Canada.
I'm telling you, it's worth the experiment.
I will try to do that.
Yeah.
So what is Peyton Manning going to do? We're not going to see him in commercials.
Oh, I think he's going to still do the nationwide ones, right?
Oh, yeah, but not the Papa John's ones?
Yeah, maybe.
Obviously.
Not.
He won't be in those.
Yeah.
We'll see him in
those. Though he's probably still going to be doing Coke and hookers with the guy from Papa John's.
I'll have to look that up. I didn't know that he was partying hard.
Yeah.
Okay, Arizona basketball coach Sean Miller. Oof, this was brutal. Getting caught on an FBI wiretap saying that he wants to plunk down $100,000 to get a prospect to sign with them.
Right. Now, I have two problems with this, John. One, these people should be paid whatever they can be paid. I don't care if they're getting an education also. Let's just regulate it and make it open. They're all getting paid anyway. Two, what is the FBI doing wasting their time on this? There is a kid in Florida who was threatening to shoot a school who they ignored
for years,
and then for years, and then he shot up a school. Meanwhile, we got multiple FBI agents listening in on a college basketball recruitment thing. That is an incorrect use of resources, my friend.
Yeah, they want to stick it to the big guys, I guess. Apparently, yeah. They don't pay attention to the little guy who has the bigger chance of being a problem.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if you've heard about, and the part is such a devastating story to hear about, like, the sheriffs who waited outside.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse.
And then the reason why they wouldn't report any of the things, apparently the South Florida has a little bit of a thing going on where they, with the local authorities, they ask them not to report all crimes of minors, of students, so that the school gets more, the school board gets more funding because they have improved crime rates when it's really just underreporting.
That's not good. I haven't heard about that.
No, it's awful, John. Awful. It's awful. They're like, oh, well, this guy committed a crime. I was like, well, but we don't want to report it because if we report it, we're going to go, our crime rate will go up and then we'll get less funding for the school.
That's screwed up.
It's totally messed up. But again, it's the American way.
Speaking of the American way.
Yes.
Everybody's rallying behind those Stoneman Douglas kids. Their voices have reached the big corporations. You're having changes left and right. So now we're having changes in Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods with gun sales.
And normally I don't like to get into this hyper-political stuff, but John, we have the opportunity here to say Dick's. Like, with no repercussions whatsoever. Dick's Sporting Goods. Look, I like Dick's, okay? I've been to Dick's so many times, I can't even count how many times I've been inside Dick's.
So you like Dick's is what you're saying?
I just love it. I know where all the Dick's are where I live, right? I know exactly where to go to get in, right? Because if I want Dick's, I need to know where to go.
So you enjoy Dick's. It's a good thing.
I'm telling you, Dick's is a really great thing for mankind, for the community. Maybe not mankind. Anyway, so all these places are making it so you have to be 21 to buy assault style. No, they're not assault weapons because those are not actually legal, but assault style weapons. Good. Who cares? If someone wants those, they'll go somewhere else. But at least those corporations aren't associated with it, and good for them. But also, by the way, can we please stop attacking the National Rifle Association as if they hand out guns? They represent people who want guns. I'm not saying I agree with guns. I'm just saying I agree with the Second Amendment. And I don't like people talking about changing amendments to the Constitution because I like the Constitution a lot.
Well, the Constitution has been amended, you know, a couple dozen times.
I like adding on. I don't like taking away. That's the...
Okay.
Except for Prohibition. That was stupid.
Okay. I think that wraps it up. Prohibition was stupid. Last words.
You know what? We all agree. Look, I don't even drink, and I think Prohibition was stupid.
So that's the end of the show?
We can end it here, yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.